This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Lost among our last Mavericks conversation, Sean Sweeney is coming back. He's officially going to be back with the team. He was a finalist for the Detroit Pistons job. If you missed it, he's back with the Mavericks for a fourth season. When we talk about defensive impressiveness and prowess, he's at least a good part of it.
That is great news. And for many reasons.
Name one.
He's a good defensive mind
again. Mm-hmm. It's true.
Name two.
He asked me to name one.
Okay. Now.
He has red hair.
What's always a great decision.
Means he's on fire.
The C Block starring Corey Majors.
I don't think that's what it really means. But guess who is on fire, y'all?
What if your internal temperature was higher because you had red hair? Like 98.6 is normal, but it's 99.6 for people with red hair because they're a little bit hotter.
This is weird. Not the people, not humans being on fire.
White hair means you're colder, because when you get older, you get colder easier.
That is true.
Is it?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
How many adults have, how many
you ever been to grandma and grandpa's house? It's like 78. Yeah. You're like, what in the world's going on here?
They're all
like,
bundled up under a bunch of
freezing.
Quilts.
It's 107 outside.
Yeah.
Bring me my toboggan.
It's probably not doable for Reggie. I was going to ask for a cut of audio where it's from King of the Hill and Bobby takes the temperature of the dog and says 98.6 and he goes, oh, it's hot in the dog's head.
Wow, it's hot in the dog.
Oh, yes! Reggie, you're so good at this job.
The fact that you guys are bringing up fire right now, yesterday when I got home, I just settled down to chill for a second. And Carter, my Carter, comes running into the living room and says, Dad, there's a fire in my room right now.
What?
He decided to clean his room yesterday, which he hasn't done in like 6 months.
And he caught on fire?
And something caught on fire.
I feel like he did it wrong.
I jump up and I run into his room and he has these LED lights on his desk. Uh-huh. They go underneath it. And the cord that connects to them was
bent.
Had a little tiny glow on it.
Oh.
And I was like, oh no. And so we unplugged it. It melted the plastic or the tape around it.
Oh no.
And the board, we found out, yeah, there was a little thing. I don't have.
How old's Carter?
He's 13. 12. He's 12.
All right, good to know.
What inspired that question, Mike?
I just need to know about it, what age we're at here on like these things happening.
Fire?
Well, the little mistake that was made.
What little mistake?
The LED lights and almost causing like your house to burn down.
It was.
You'd have to go back to the corner
house. It came with a desk. It came with. Well, I can't go back. Somebody lives there, Mike. They came with the desk. Here's the other thing.
You'd be like, we're homeless.
We have another. Oh no. We have another one of those desks.
They'd say, go to Oakland.
Out in the shed where Avery has built like a recording studio.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have.
Look at the wealth.
Yeah. Well, no, he got a job and he has purchased all his stuff, studio. Dude. Do not have that. All right. The University of Texas.
Uh-huh.
Not only did they get Schloss from A&M. And then lost all the players they were trying to steal from A&M because...
Did you hear the SEC commissioner yesterday? He was like, hey, is horns down going to be a penalty? And he goes, I'm not answering penalty questions on July the 1st.
Quinn Ewers said, quote, "We're going to be everybody's biggest game for sure."
Oh.
In the SEC, he already believes. And I this is where I have some questions about this. Kevin, whenever I told you this morning, you rolled your eyes.
Stupid.
But I do wonder out there, everybody wants to beat Texas.
Sure.
Everybody wants
and
to beat Texas.
For most of the last several years, pretty much everybody did.
Except for A&M because they didn't play.
We would have. We picked the wrong time to restart this rivalry. This is the worst possible year you could start it.
But it did. I was starting to think, like, who is it? Is Texas that one around the country that everybody's like, or is there another?
It's Alabama. Look.
Still?
Yes. Still.
People like making fun of Texas, and it's because Texas takes it so damn hard. That's the like, if they didn't get so damn mad when you put the horns down up, I don't think people would like doing the horns down.
No. It's who cares? But it's they're like, you might as well have just killed my mom. And then you're like, what? For real? And so it's still Alabama. I'm not saying Texas is not a big game. It clearly is. But Alabama is still the big person on the block.
Nick Saban's not there anymore.
Yeah, I don't even know who coaches there.
Oh, well, Mike.
Who coaches at Texas?
For football?
Yeah.
Crap.
So yeah. See, I'm just saying.
The
like,
USC, the drunk guy. He got drunk a lot.
That is technically correct. He has been a lot better. But yes, Steve Sarkisian is indeed the head coach of Texas.
That is not the direction.
You have a roundabout way to get into the Alabama coach?
He's defined him really well.
That is not the direction I thought we were going to go.
That was the Hosea-if right there.
Yeah,
like,
that's
it. Was basically what it was. He was like, hold on, let me put
Alabama.
You can do this.
Well, his last name's the same as our hockey coach.
Oh, you got this.
Jim Neal.
Great answer. I think that's perfect. That's art, in fact.
It's Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah, Kalen DeBoer.
Oh, yeah.
Previously coached at Washington.
Who's the Neal guy? Is he general manager?
He's our GM.
Yeah.
And it's
Did you just
Neal?
Say... Who's the Neal guy? Is he general manager?
Yeah. Close enough, man.
Jim Neal.
We get to the 1 o'clock hour.
So
getting tired.
So you say it's Alabama. Reggie, do you think Alabama's still the team that like that's the one, that's everybody's Super Bowl when it comes to playing them?
That's probably a fair choice. I think we might be in the midst of the transition period to Georgia.
Yes. I would
I can
say
see that.
I think Georgia with Kirby Smart is the team. And Kevin, I was just seeing a post earlier that had Shador Sanders and Beck's numbers comparatively.
Yeah, because some people think they're going to
Colorado's coach is Deion Sanders.
Well, there you go. There you go, Mike.
Two in the NFL draft. It's a big game. And I'll argue many, 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 if not all A&M fans will think that game against Texas is bigger than any time you're going to play Alabama.
I wonder
if Jimbo Fisher still at A&M or did he get fired? I can't
Buddy,
remember.
He got He's shot gone. Into the
He's
sun.
He's gone.
Who did they get now?
Mike Elko.
Where's he from?
He was Wake previously course. Defensive Defense coordinator at A&M, but he was last at Duke. He got that Duke team together very well.
Okay. Mike Elko's a good coach.
All right, that'll work out.
So I do wonder, is Texas Georgia's game? Or is it that's still Alabama?
Yeah.
Is Texas LSU's big game?
Nah, I think the thing that he's missing, that Quinn Ewers is missing, the SEC, they don't care about none of y'all around this. Like, if there was ever a self-contained, self-referential, conference, it is the SEC. They don't give a damn about none of the other things y'all doing around this nation. So Georgia's still going to get ready for the largest outdoor cocktail party in Jacksonville against Florida, right? Auburn and Alabama are still going to go at it. LSU is going to, take on all comers, whether it's Ole Miss or Mississippi State or Arkansas or whoever it is, right? And, of course, if they get a chance to get Alabama, they don't care about none of y'all coming in. So the idea that Texas is walking in thinking, yo, people really care about us. I mean, kind of, but not in the way that you would want to imagine right now.
You got to win, too, for them to care. Like, to even matter at all.
On a consistent basis, yeah.
And that brings us to the 2024 SEC coach rankings, according to CBS Sports. The number one coach in the SEC is Kirby Smart.
Makes sense.
Makes a lot of sense. Last year, he was two in the SEC. Guess to who?
Nick Saban?
Of course, Kirby Yates. What did you say?
Kirby Yates?
Mm-hmm. Well, he has an ERA under one.
That's a good point.
The next,
Kirby's.
The number two coach
Puckett ain't around
in the SEC, Brian Kelly of LSU, who was number three last year. The number three coach this year, Mike, what's
say it the
name?
Way Mike would say it.
Who is he?
Sarkisian.
There you go. Okay. Steve Sarkisian, the guy at USC.
I didn't say you were wrong. I just didn't expect that
sometimes
to be
you forget people's name, direction. And you're like, I know who he is, and I can see him, and he gets really mad if he doesn't get to come out of the tunnel on time or something and yells at the person.
He did lose his mind about that. That was a pretty impressive moment.
I can remember things
about
him.
He'll slide into some DMs on you.
Number four, Kalen DeBoer of Alabama. So they got him down there, which is interesting because why, Reggie?
They beat Texas.
You said, huh, like you...
Oh, no, I was just interested that they were already giving that level of respect. He was good at Washington, very good.
Yes, I'm right there with you. I was like, hold on. I guess because Bama's still recruiting the way that they recruit.
Is last going to be like Vanderbilt?
Better not be Elko. That's rude.
It has
wow.
to be.
Wow.
Right? They let go of Jerry Stackhouse. Are they still looking?
Elko should be like
actually
6 or 7.
He's 9.
Damn When's it. Witten leaving?
Vanderbilt is second to last. Tennessee. Mississippi State's Jeff Lebby is number 16. But OU's head coach, Brent Venables, is number 11 on this list, outside of the top 10 for the SEC. Mm. So my dudes over at OU have some work that they need to be doing.
I feel like the only thing they know at OU is they have to have 11 guys on defense. All right, that's their strategy on defense. Throw 11 guys out there. They're the 11 guys that didn't make the offensive unit.
We'll figure out what we're going to do offensively. That being said, Mark Stoops is number 6 with Kentucky. So that's he's way up there. And then Lane Kiffin falls in at number 5.
Okay. I guess I can
see. People always forget that Lane Kiffin.
Hey, is Jimbo out in college? Does he not have a job?
I am not aware of him
doing TV stuff.
College.
Is he just trying to sit out a year or two and then like
I'm not
go
sure
to NC State or
he
something?
Gets paid either way. I'm not sure what he's doing.
Man, A&M pays a lot of people not to coach.
Damn right.
And then this story that I found all on my own without any help. Well, somebody probably helped, but I can't talk about it.
Max.
Nope, can't talk about it. Oh. A first of its kind incident has shocked the world.
Oh.
After a civil servant robot at, I'm going to say, Gummy City Council in South Korea.
Civil servant robot.
Silver Surfer?
Civil servant robot in South Korea was found unresponsive after what appears to be a deliberate plunge down a 2-meter staircase.
Are you saying that robot committed suicide?
Local media, no, not me. Local media and social media users have called it the first robot suicide in the country. The robot, affectionately known as the robot supervisor.
Oh, well, no wonder. Y'all don't give any care to his name.
Has been a model employee since August of 23. And evidently was seen spinning in circles, circling in one spot as if something was there, shortly before taking a plunge down a 2-meter staircase to its death.
I'm surprised about the job. I could see it if like you were at like a beverage manufacturing and crushing factory or something, because that job would be so depressing.
That's the C block.
No, I want to talk more about this story.
That is terrible. God.
So, I got a heads up for that and it only made me more mad.
I know. I saw him do the little talk back thing and I was like, what's Kevin planning over here?
So they think the robot killed itself?
They think maybe the work was too hard for the robot.
What?
To be a diligent civil officer.
I feel you, Supervisor Bot.
Okay, but hold on. If a robot can kill himself, what is to stop it from killing all of us?
Notably, Kevin, South Korea is a global leader in robotics adoption. True. And it boasts the highest robot density in the world, with one industrial robot for every 10 employees. The nation
that is a lot.
Yeah, they've embraced automation in various sectors. And this one, starting to live a human life.
I feel like the best scenario for this is what Dwight Schrute had, and that is you make all the robots with cords. And so when they go too far, they just unplug themselves.
That's a great point, Mike.
Right? And then they can only do so many things because of the cord.
Is there going to be like an investigation in South Korea now?
Oh, you just want the full iRobot experience now?
Yeah, like if a robot is killing itself, it feels like you need to look into
it. Yeah, was it programmed to do that? Was it forced to do that? Well, you know, exactly what happened in this situation?
It felt the crippling weight of, self-perseverance and preservation. It was just like, this is too much. I don't want it.
That's terrifying though, right?
Can we have talking robot doctors?
We're going to have to. And maybe that's the future. Maybe that's all the kids that are looking for jobs, maybe that's where we need to start pointing them to. taking care of the robots.
Robot psychology.
So they can take care of us.
Man, I had not really thought about robot mental maintenance as a career path of the future. Mm-hmm. I knew you'd have to like fix them probably and stuff, but I didn't think about their mental health.
Yeah, I mean, they're learning like us at this point. Huh. I just saw a robot dog doing a handstand yesterday. That was wild.
Robot.
How much do you look up robot stuff?
More than you'd care to think.
This is our responsibility to keep an eye on what they're doing.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
That is true. We do need a robot watchdog, and Corey clearly is taking up the mantle.
Thank you.
Appreciate your service.
And that is the C Block, everybody.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, in what's been a tough season for the Rangers, let's show some appreciation to Andrew Heaney. Plus, maybe hot dog talk. We'll do it next right here on The Fan.
And a fastball swing and a foul tip caught by Kisner. He strikes out the side here in the seventh, post his season best of 10 strikeouts. And Gunnar Henderson has that golden sombrero with 4 strikeouts. We've played 7 here in Baltimore. Rangers lead it 8-2.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and they would go on to win that game. I want to talk some Andrew Heaney here, but I also know people have been wanting to talk about United States men's soccer team for most of the day after they S'd the bed last night, so that's a possibility as well.
We should just lower expectations on soccer. I've kept them very low. I just assume they're going to lose every game. But, Gavin Dawson, bless his soul, he keeps thinking USA is going to get good at soccer and then says, these are the guys. It's like, nah, they're the same as Alexi Lawless or whoever else.
One day they could.
Mike's not wrong, though. Like, I think that we've talked about this generation as like a golden generation, and we probably need to be a little bit more careful. Like, there's definitely some talent. You see some guys going and playing in some sides in Europe and stuff. However, like, no, you can still see that, you know, when they run up against a certain class of team, that they still have some issues. And you can see that over the course of their last year or so of play. And some of that might be the manager, but I think some of it is also like we might be overvaluing the talent just a little bit.
Okay, so it's the talent that's the problem, not the coaching?
I mean, I don't love the manager, to be completely honest. I also don't know that I can blame their exit from the Copa America tournament squarely on him.
Do you not like the manager for tactical reasons or not necessarily just on the field reasons?
Yes.
Okay. I just wanted to...
Hey, I watched 5 minutes of soccer last night.
Look at you. That's awesome.
I was at the Chili's in Plano near PSA 2 because my son played a basketball game out there in your neck of the woods.
And, yeah.
I'll tell you what, the Chili's servers, very nice in that Plano Chili's. She did a great job. She was very nice. Refilled the waters quickly, everything. It's just like a mile away from PSA 2.
Okay, so it's closer to like
near Clark High School or whatever. Yeah. It's 9th, 10th grade school.
Yeah.
And, the soccer game was on, and I immediately saw how much we sucked again because I was like, is the ball ever going to hit the ground? Like, it was just like, kick it high and see what happens. I'm like, this is not good soccer. I could tell 5 minutes in, I was like,
it's all the ref's fault, Mike.
This is American soccer. Kick it high and hope for the best.
And the United States Soccer Federation is going to conduct a, quote, comprehensive review after this
An investigation,
loss.
If you I'm, will.
I don't know if it's just like that.
Into their robot coach.
This is the first time.
He doesn't show a lot of emotion, I gotta say.
This is the first time they've hosted or been the host country and been bounced before the knockout
What's
stage.
The guy's name, Sudeikis? Who's the actor?
Jason Sudeikis.
Let him do it. why not? Let's make it a
much
bit.
The plot.
We're never going to be good at soccer. Why not just like have fun with it and bring in an actor and see if he can do it?
Look, I'm not going to lie. It would be much more likely that I would watch if Jason Sudeikis was the coach of our next match than...
He's not as nice. John Gruden's not doing anything. He said he lost some lawsuit or something. Like, have John Gruden do it. See what happens.
Who's the funny real-life Ted Lasso, right? Like, who's the funniest college football coach that we could throw in as the head of United States?
See, I was actually
going to
say the Florida Panthers head coach, but you said college football, but... Florida Panthers head coach is hilarious.
Yeah, he's got lots of jokes. And as you learned, Reggie, hockey and soccer, kind of similar in the aspects of watching the triangles.
He's going to be real messed up when he's looking for icing.
He's like, hey, this is clearly icing.
They've sent it all the way down there. You can't do that.
There's no damn ice out here, buddy.
For Andrew Heaney, we were talking about this earlier. Some people, not me, will make the argument that wins don't matter for pitchers anymore.
Right.
I wonder how Andrew Heaney would have responded to that when he was 2-9 going into his last start, because
I'm sure he felt great about being 2-9.
Well,
and I'm sure he had no clue he was 2-9.
Because you think he definitely knew, and pitching 100%. Wins and losses definitely matter. And I'm sure he knew about the offense, because in his 15 prior starts, the team had scored a total of 30 runs. And if you're wondering, like, how did he get to 2-9 with not a bad ERA whatsoever? That's how. In those 15 other starts, the team had scored 30 runs total.
It's been rough on him, and Michael Lorenzen are the two that come to mind the most that you're like, dude. But it is what it is. He's 3-9. It's not good. I will say, in today's game, at least there's enough people that will look at it and go, he's not 3-9 because of him.
Yeah.
You know, he should have losses on his board. He shouldn't be undefeated right now. He should probably be a 500 pitcher. Probably 5-5, 6-6 is more what he's pitched.
What if I argued even better?
Okay.
All right. Now, I know the overall ERA doesn't look amazing at 4.04, but I decided to like kind of dig in a little bit because obviously he had a rough first month of the season. In May and June, he had a total ERA of 3.21 with 63 walks.
He was picking off everybody.
With 63 strikeouts.
Ah, much better.
And 13 walks. So almost a 5-1 K to walk ratio and a 3.21 ERA. That feels like that deserves even better. And that's in the last 2 months. I realize he had a rough first month to start. He hasn't missed a single turn through the rotation and even gave you a relief appearance.
Yeah, I'm looking at his numbers, and as a starting pitcher, his strikeout to walk ratio is tremendous. Eovaldi, who has 11 less innings approximately, is 9.1 strikeouts per nine, where Heaney is 9.
Wow.
And
that 5-1 ratio of strikeouts to walks, you're going to feel pretty damn stoked about that.
Tremendous. Yeah. He's doing a great job. Just looking at Eovaldi, he has 74 Ks in 73 innings and 26 walks, and 85-22 and 84 2/3. So very, very close, those two guys. And to your point, you wouldn't think that.
Yeah, absolutely not. And so that's why I just wanted to show him a little appreciation, because I think he's been pitching really well. And then the other part of it is, and Mike, you can walk us through how important this is. I know it's not realistic every single year, and obviously you're going to see all kinds of injuries, but the fact that he hasn't missed a turn in the rotation all year, how huge is that? Probably especially for this team.
Yeah, the starting pitching has been good, but we have seen, when you've had to dig a little bit deeper into your farm system, it doesn't go well. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Urania, great job stepping in. Dunning having to, I don't want to say become a starter again, but if you get, as you've gotten a little bit healthier, you still haven't got a lot healthy, but as you've gotten a little bit healthier, you've been able to push Dunning into the pen now, which has been great that you have Dunning and Urania as now middle relievers, as pitching kind of your fourth, fifth, and sixth innings if you need it, rather than what you've had to at times run out there in the fourth, fifth, and sixth innings. So being healthy for this team right now throughout this season has been tremendous, because Eovaldi once again had to miss a few starts, and a couple other guys have had to miss a few starts. So Heaney, and then I'll throw in Michael Lorenzen being healthy and eating up a lot of innings, have really helped out the starting pitching health situation.
And as you've mentioned numerous times, another person who will be a free agent after this year, I am very glad that he picked up his player option and decided to stick around, because he looks well worth the money thus far.
Yes.
But to your point earlier about, should we trade this, should we do that? That's another one who, he's not under contract beyond this season. So
yeah,
I'm curious what the rotation will look like.
Yeah, and If you don't trade anybody, if you go for it, I don't mind them doing this, but if you do go for it and say, we're going to have a tremendous second half, it could happen. But man, if you don't, and all of these guys are free agents, a lot of these guys aren't coming back on the same number or less of a number.
Now, real quick, let's shift over to hockey, and I'm going to take you to the Corey News Desk for news.
We have a trade alert. The Dallas Stars are trading Roddick Foxa
for Connor McDavid.
No, to the St. Louis Blues.
I got it wrong.
For?
Yes, you did.
Brett Hull.
No. Future considerations.
Maybe it's Brett Hull.
The hockey
star has a future. No.
It could be anything.
Yeah. Brett Hull Jr. I don't know.
It could be any hole. The Hockey Hawk has said might be extra funds to re-sign Harley, and then said Sam Steele can certainly be the fourth line center. So that's kind of in that window. We'll see how things go from here, but for future considerations.
Yeah, we talked about it yesterday. I was definitely not pleased with the loss of Tanev, but Jim Neal has plenty of credibility around here and like a lot of trust. And so if these are the moves and shakens that he thinks need to happen, then so be it.
Do we feel a hair like the Minnesota Timberwolves? I brought up the Timberwolves and them kind of like going, we're just relying on Anthony Edwards and Karl Anthony Towns and Jaden McDaniels, and we traded for another premium prospect that we like that's going to develop. Do you feel like the Stars are kind of having that off season where like, we're kind of screwed financially in the future, so we just have to rely on these young guys getting awesome, awesome, awesome?
I definitely think you're right about that. And that's why, like, with Harley, restricted free agent, you're like, you got to clear out that money. But they're expecting the cavalry to continue to come in with Maverick, and there's plenty of options, and I hope it all works out.
What about Goose?
Not, he died.
Spoiler alert.
What about, what's his son's name? Goose and the hen. What's the goose's? What's his son's name? Because Goose is dead.
Yes, but Miles Teller. I don't remember his character name in the second one.
Yeah,
I don't remember.
It was like a goose.
I don't know.
It was a bird.
Rooster. Lieutenant Bradley Bradshaw. What? It was Bradley Bradshaw.
Oh yeah.
We have another one added to Steve Stevenson.
You know Rooster. What? Actually, I want to transition. That's perfect.
Transition into this. Okay.
Believe it or not, it is. So Cam Payne, which obviously that's an amazing name.
Oh yeah.
Now the news is coming out that last month when he got arrested, he refused to call himself what his actual name was.
Sure.
And he kept saying his name was Terry Johnson. And so I'm curious, do you guys have a fake name ready to go?
Art Vandelay.
Oh, see, mine's Steve Grabowski, though at one point, just to mess with Brandon, I would say it was John McGuffin stuff.
Oh, all right.
Because I just thought that was a fun name, but Brandon would walk around, him and my wife like to embarrass me because I do not like, they do not seem to get embarrassed in public situations. And they would be like, hello, everybody. And I'd be like, I don't know this boy. My name is John McGuffin Stuff. And he'd go, I'm Brandon McGuffin Stuff. And so those are my two fake names.
Mine's always been Jack Patterson. That was just one that
generic enough. I like it.
Jack, you know, everybody respects a Jack, right? And this feels like one of those names. And Patterson's very, very generic. So it kind of goes under the wayside. But yeah, that was the one that back in the day when you could prank call people.
Do you miss those days?
No, because think about it. Now I would be answering the phone to those stupid kids prank calling me. So no.
And finding out if your refrigerator's running.
Yeah, exactly. Do you have Prince Albert in a can? I just don't even understand that.
I'm looking at this campaign thing.
Out, yeah.
He ended up getting braces and getting his teeth fixed.
Wait, did he have bad teeth before?
Oh my God. I thought if this guy ever needed an endorsement, it was for braces.
Is that the thing you would think about whenever you would think about Cameron Payne?
Well, he would shoot sideways too,
because
his elbow was sticking out so far. He's like, what if I turn my whole body sideways? Then my elbow's lined up correctly.
I don't mean to bring the world.
You mean Terry Johnson.
To bring it down.
Oh no.
What are you doing right now?
I just saw a video of Luka.
Oh, getting stuffed?
No.
Going
to the basket, making a shot, and then wincing in pain as
he
was walking away with it.
Nobody even
touched him, though, Mike. It was just him.
And that's what he does. He fell on the ground and pouted when nobody touched him, and he's like, that's a foul.
Can I offer you some...
That's not pouting, though. That is just looking like he's not. The knee was bad already.
That's them losing.
He's going to need to miss 20 games next year. I think we also have to get... That's another topic, is this Olympic thing, as long as they advance, you're going to need to sit him out approximately 20 games next year.
Oh, man. Rusty Shackleford, of course, comes up a lot. Fat Schmo McGee. Xander Nightshade. Man, but see, that's the danger with a fake name. You don't want it to be
too fake,
too noticeable. You'd be like, oh yeah, that guy over there, that's Xander Nightshade. And you'd be like, what? That guy's name is Joe.
Man, I'll tell you what, one thing that I also remember about Terry Johnson is how good of a dancer he was to get Russell Westbrook ready to play basketball.
He was one of the first Dat Masters ever.
Yeah, he's like, watch this dance, and then I'm going to go sit on the bench for 3 hours and cheer it on.
Him and Kent Bazemore.
We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
Who was our professional cheer that lasted 3 years in the NBA from North Carolina?
The one that you made mad?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What was his name?
Theo Pinson.
Theo Pinson, yeah. That guy could cheer.
Coming up next, let's chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation right here on 105.3 The Fan.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Right now, courtesy of D&M Leasing, it is time for our chit-chat with those fellas from the G-Bag Nation. Gentlemen, how is you today?
And we're awesome, Heggie. How the hell are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you very much for asking. Now, we've talked some in the past about the Nathan's famous hot dog controversy.
Turn Brian's mic off.
Hungry thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
He's got terrible takes when it comes to
this.
Well,
I was just going to say, I do think it's cool that Joey Chestnut is going to go do like a performance or an exhibition or whatever at Fort Bliss in El Paso. And I know the contest is coming up in a couple of days. And like, I promise the end result of this is not forcing you to do it. But honestly, in the span of 10 minutes, how many hot dogs do you think you could eat?
This is perfect because we actually have hard numbers on Walchuk because he performed this on the air. I believe, was it 3 July 4th ago?
I think it's like 4 or 5 now.
Maybe 4 July 4th ago?
4th of COVID?
Yeah, it might have been.
But it was here in studio. We were face-to-face. We were, wearing G-Bag masks because he was able to inhale. How many do you think he got in 10 minutes?
12.
Okay, Hagee's going with 12. Corey, how many dogs do you think?
Are they Walchuk the
pounded?
4.5.
No, it's full dogs and butts. Regulation Nathan's
6.
Dog.
Plus water.
So 4.5?
4.5.
Helper with water, too. I'm going to go 6.
9.5.
Oh, that's good.
Was 9.5 dogs.
That's still a lot.
And I made the adjustment.
Yes.
And Eric knows this. Because they do the dunking of the buns.
Yes.
Right? And it looks disgusting. I did not want to do
Agreed.
That. But halfway through, I'm like, I need to see if this will help. So I did. And it does help. It's just the chewing of the buns, your mouth gets so dry. When you dunk it, it is gross, but it helps you be able to mow through it a lot faster. So I went 9.5. I feel like if I were to, and I don't know. I mean, like I've done soda since then. I'm not sure if I can consume as much.
Oh, I think you still got
but
it
I'd
in
like
you.
To try and get to double digits
still,
if I ever did it.
Yeah, he still got that dog in him. My guy's going to get double digits next time he runs that back. Web Redemption, Walchuk.
You strike me as the person, that could do this, too.
I think I went a couple with, like, ketchup and mustard.
Okay.
Yeah.
You strike me, Eric, as the person who could do this as well.
I would be totally down with it.
Eric's got the meat stuff down. It's when you add in the bread. Yeah, that's when he starts to have issues.
The bun makes it a little bit tougher, but like I smoked the Big Mac challenge.
Yeah, you beat me on that.
The
yeah.
double Big Mac. You know, there's plenty of bread there. Boomsticked
day.
It. Yeah, oh, but that was God. More of a marathon and less of a sprint.
Okay.
But I do feel comfortable. I do think I could. I feel like I could match the 9.5 dogs that Walt Chuck hammered home.
I think Eric can eat one sandwich faster than anybody. I'm not saying he can eat multiple sandwiches.
Yeah, but that one sandwich.
But you could buy him, like at a ballpark, you could buy him an Italian dog. And like by the time you turn around, he's down to the last bite.
Yeah.
You hand it to him, you've paid, you turn around, you're going for the condiments. He's like,
I'm wiping the mustard off
my
face.
He's thinking about he's going to look for something else. You know, that's how I don't think he could eat a lot of. I think he could eat something really fast.
There you go. Go ahead and doubt me. Put that chip on my shoulder.
Well, you're going to do the 30. Wings, right? You're going to do the wings.
Yeah, I'm going to do the 3-minute wing challenge. Because there was a so Joey Jaws, he's done 38 traditional bone-in wings in 3 minutes.
Holy crap. That feels like just the logistics of that would be impossible. Not even
right?
eating.
I think he's actually eating the bones with it.
He's not like a
It's Joey
alligator.
Jaws. His body is different than the rest of ours. He
can't poop out bones.
South Carolina Gamecocks.
He's got a little Ted Bundy in him.
South Carolina Gamecocks do a local wing challenge with their players every year, and one player gets to win free wings for life at this particular place in South Carolina. So this 6'6", 320-pound dude just hammered home 20 bone-in wings in 3 minutes. And so I was like, okay, when we get to Oxnard, I'll do a 3-minute video and see how many regulation bone-in wings I can do. And I'm hoping to hit double digits.
I think you can.
This got me excited.
Oh dear.
Because I can tell.
You want in on this? You want a wing on it?
You get her.
No, because there's one thing I do know I can do very fast, and that is chug a beer. And Kevin, you can.
Oh my gosh. I saw him chug a beer. I'm sorry. I saw him chug a beer against Colby. I was like, you're gonna be in trouble, bro. He smoked
Colby.
Like,
yeah, Corey.
He annihilated Colby.
Happened at the Super Bowl?
I drank a bunch of beers at the Super Bowl.
Yeah. Oh, that Super Bowl party, man.
What was that stuff we were drinking at the party?
It was the Paloma.
The Paloma.
Yes. Oh. I think that dude doubled up on the vodka.
You and Paloma had
made
a great
friends
time
with that.
The World Beer Chugging Championship time is 1.6 seconds, and I never timed myself. I just know I can do it faster than most people. So I think... While we're in Oxnard,
yes.
This is something we can just try and see.
Wings
break
and
all
beer.
These,
okay,
chug.
Hold on.
Wait. But I think Corey is doing this for the sport. I think Chiafalo is playing the long game of who will buy him food or give him free things.
Oh.
Like when I see you with your, Reacher series, episode 3 backpack or whatever. What is that backpack?
Burn Notice. Season 3 is incredible.
Yeah. I've never seen that show once in your life. But I think he's just angling at, where can I get free food at?
You know him well.
I will definitely tee up every local wing business in Oxnard to see if they want to do a free wing for life kind of deal.
Well, the other thing we're going to do is, Eric, and I don't know how you guys feel about the Whopper, just as a burger.
You guys Burger King guys?
I have not been to Burger King in forever.
The Whopper's
I used to
fantastic.
Like the chicken fries.
The Whopper's fantastic.
Chicken fries.
A Whopper is good.
It's good.
But Eric is, he slams Burger King any chance he can, so I think we're going to go around the fast food burgers, and we're going to give him a chance, the Whopper, and we'll compare it with some of the others. Because Habit Burger's out there, and I've actually not ever had Habit Burger.
I have not either. I remember how heartbroken Dawson was when they stopped making the Cha-King.
Yeah.
Because didn't he eat that
every single day?
Yeah, a couple on the way to work.
Groundhog Day was his show. He hit the clock and went to Burger King.
I watched him pull one of those out of his back pocket one time.
What?
I was like, where in the hell did you get that?
Yeah, instead of the pocket dog, he's got the pocket Cha-King.
He literally pulled it out of his ass. He's like, his buttocks.
Drugs.
What's that?
No, his donkey was there. Hagee was on.
People hide drugs sometimes.
When you boof it.
Yeah.
We're boofing.
Doesn't like the condom what? Doesn't explode.
What is happening right now?
Mike boofing.
That's when you're smuggling drugs. I think I figured out that part.
What is going on here?
When we all go before the judge, you're going to be the first one we call.
The worst video I've ever seen was earlier today. I'm glad we brought this up. A lady was being arrested for a drug thing, and she proved to them that she didn't have anything in her butt. She proved to them.
Oh, I thought you were going to bring up somebody tried to.
She
stuff.
Just took a dump right on the middle
of
the
street. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Apologies I saw somebody trying stuff. Lunch?
Yeah. Yeah.
The lunch rush is over. You guys already did that.
Okay.
That's rules true. Are rules, man.
That's a good point. Oh, that's disgusting.
That's a good point.
She proved her point, though. She did. She proved it.
She did prove her point.
Okay.
She did.
Then, real quick,
she established dominance. Mm.
Somebody at Blockbuster once, this is what we just got a memo about.
Is this
not,
when you kicked the guy's window?
No, this
in?
Is a different time. It was at the same Blockbuster. But they just sent us a memo about not letting people use the employee bathroom.
Oh, wow.
And this lady's like, do you have a bathroom? I said, I'm sorry, we don't have a bathroom for customers. She goes, so you don't have a bathroom here at all? And I was like, no, like I said, we do. Unfortunately, it's just not for customers. And she goes, well, what would you do if I peed on the floor right here? And I go, I don't know, probably call the cops and hand you a mop. She did not think that that was funny.
Was it a tile floor?
Oh, yes, it was. It was. Yeah. Still to this day, I think it's
funny. I will say this, though. There's a couple times I've had to pull over, and I thank some businesses for letting me go to the restroom.
I get it.
You know, some you're like, I can't make it. And I literally, like, cut in front of traffic to
yes.
pull over to, like, the CVS. CVS, I mean,
I think
they
that
say
should
my
get you
life.
Out of a ticket. I really do. If they pull you over, you're like, look, it's happening.
Emergency.
No, yeah. No, seriously. There are times I've had soy sauce and it just. Oh. It just
yeah, the soy yeah, sauce it, and the orange juice.
And, yeah, it just like, I literally, but CVS saved my life one time. Lady goes, and I tried to buy something like Dove soap, like the, you know, and they didn't have the kind of like.
In exchange to drop a deuce.
Yeah, I got the Dove soap.
I did. I tried for using their bathroom, and I applaud the people that have like sprays in their thing so you can kind of mask the issues.
Oh, no, you
might
can't.
Have.
The spray never works.
Yeah, it does.
It's poopery. Sauce wrong? Is it can. Soy sauce?
Soy sauce. Soy yeah, sauce.
He puts like a U in there with it.
Soy sauce.
Soy.
Soy sauce.
Soy yeah. sauce.
I hope that, it's more
that's,
of this.
That's a Russian spacecraft.
I'm more of a yum yum sauce guy myself.
Dude, that yum yum sauce, no joke.
What do you guys got coming up on the show today? Hopefully, just more of this.
Oh, yeah. Pure gold as always. A lot of soy sauce situation.
50% of Mavs fans don't like Klay Thompson, supposedly.
I didn't say it was that high.
50%? 55%.
Yeah,
now.
Those people can leap off.
Wow.
Thank you so much for asking, Hagee. We got Nathaniel Lowe, Rangers player show coming up at 3:20. George Sedano of ESPN to tell why Klay Thompson
is
such
not
a great
popular.
Addition.
Oh,
we're nice. Don't. I guess you could ask him that.
We're gonna ask him if he's ever boofed anything.
Roll home.
Hey, George.
God.
Why isn't Klay popular?
With the G-Bag Nation, we have been the KNC Masterpiece. Make your way back with us tomorrow.
I'm pooping right here.
I'm going to get through this. 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on 105 through the Fan.
That's a good move, Kevin.
No, I won't.
I'll do what?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.